Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, this is going to be the first of a lot of interviews with an incredible researcher and, of course, a political prisoner. He was 100% set up in just a cartoonist fashion many years after, quote, the crimes were committed of robbing banks. A guy who's a West Point grad, no criminal record previous to that, sent to prison. And I know why they did it, because when I first read Bloodlines, the Illuminati 10 years ago, and I first read some of his books, I was still in a learning process, and we all are continually. I was like, you know what, a lot of this can't be true. Now, I knew a lot of it was true because I'd separately already researched it, but some of it was just so outlandish. And then over the years, separately, in my own research from even mainline sources, I found other pieces that was true. I mean, now it's even in major British newspapers that the royals still have their hind ends wiped, that they eat body parts, that they're related to Vlad the Impaler, really Transylvanian royalty, not even German royalty. And his book, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, of many books he's written, is just so important. And he's been out of jail now for about a year and is able to speak now. And today, I didn't even tell him really what I wanted him on about. He's on, but I'm sure getting him on every few weeks. I want to get into the mindset of the highest level Illuminati and how their power structure is set up and some of the main families. Probably should have actually brought this up to him before he came on with us. And then I'm going to do that for about 30 minutes. And then I want to open the phones up for Fritz Springmeier today, joining us via video Skype from his home in Portland, Oregon. But the book, Bloodlines Illuminati, you know, we didn't have it on the shopping cart for about a month because we sold out of it. And because it was on print demand, we always had trouble getting enough of them. I just went ahead and bellied up to the bar and helped Fritz print a couple thousand of these. They're available right now at Infowars.com. We are the warehouser. We're not his distributor. We're just the warehouser of the books, and we have them, whether you want them for wholesale or whether you want to buy them individually. And he is mailing us some signed stickers we're going to put in some of the books. Those will be available next week. But Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available at Infowars.com right now. Fritz, we're about to go to break, and we're going to come back and recap all this. But good to have you with us. How are you enjoying 2012?
Oh, doing great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing fine.
What do you think about that that request on breaking down, really crystallizing the mindset, the worldview, the ultimate goal, and who some of these top families are in the Bloodlines?
Sure, we can do that when we come back from break.
Yeah, I apologize.
You're wanting to take a break right now?
Yeah, we're about to go to break. And, of course, I know you've always got this info pretty much at your fingertips. It's just that I probably should have relayed that to you earlier. And then you can recommend next time you come on what subject you want to get into, because I know you've written books on so many subjects. How many books have you written?
Well, 19 in all.
And how many of them are in print right now?
Very few. Thanks to your assistance, we're able to make the Bloodlines available. And then there's about a half a dozen others that are available to people.
You know, there's something in this book particularly that really made them angry at you.
Well, take your pick. There's plenty for them to get upset about. And we'll discuss some of that. I'll be glad to talk about their mindset. People naturally assume that someone who's controlling the world thinks like they do, but these people do not think like you or I. They have a totally different mindset. And they view us like you would an ant. You know, if you stepped on an ant as you were walking on the sidewalk, you wouldn't even be concerned about it.
And, of course, they say that about us, how much they hate us, how we're scum, how we're filth. They publish little hate letters to humanity, and the general public responds by fawning after them. We'll be right back with our guest, Fritz Springmeier. Stay with us, Fritz.
did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Fritz Springmeier, researcher, author, political prisoner, is going to be with us. Then Dr. Stan Monteith and Bob Chapman together. Dr. Stan Monteith says he has some breaking news concerning Iran. It must be important because I invite him on the show all the time, but he rarely reaches out to us to come on. Now, we just got Fritz Springmeier on. I've talked about the fact that, and I've gone over his case last time he was on. No criminal record up until that point. Years after some banks get robbed, he gets set up by known informants and sent to jail for bank robbery. And, of course, he's pointed out it's a complete fraud. And this is a guy who was speaking to packed halls that I saw on videos of thousands of people, 19 books in print. And right before they set him up, I remember the year before, he said, yeah, the cops broke in my house looking for marijuana grow labs. Of course, nothing was found. Yeah, you know, the local news was reporting that during the raid they found extremist material. Gotta love that, where they break in your house then talk about what's on your bookshelf as if you agree with everything on your bookshelf that you're reading. I mean, I've read Mein Kampf. Doesn't mean I agree with Hitler. I wanted to read what he said. I've read a book by Julius Caesar too. I'm not a patrician class, supporter of the Roman city-state. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I've read Nietzsche. Doesn't mean I support all the ideas of Nietzsche. I do think that which does not kill you only makes you stronger and stranger, to kind of paraphrase Nietzsche and the Joker. But then he was correcting me during the break, just a side issue. We actually have some of those photos. You know, that he went to West Point, but then got out of it, not a graduate of West Point, because of what he saw as some of the mind control there. He also, if I remember correctly, even lived with the Amish for a while to study that. And he's had some amazing travels and things he saw. I think it's best to start out. A lot of people know who you are. We're on XM. We've gotten dozens of new affiliates, more than a dozen just in the last few weeks. I need to mention some of those today. So it's probably important for you to introduce yourself to folks, so they know who you are. And then let's get into in this interview to what I mentioned in the first little short segment. What is the mindset of the Illuminati? What is their goal? What are some of the top families? And where are they taking our planet? But Fritz, and then while you're mentioning the West Point thing, as I guess you sent this to my producers, I wasn't aware of it, photos of you at West Point doing military training, is some important point you want to make in general. So we'll raise those photos for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners whenever you're ready. So, Fritz, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Well, people can go to my blog and read some about me. That's one way of getting a little introduction. Another little introduction right here at the time is I'm a follower of Christ, and that's what's important in my life. It's not about me. It's about Christ. And, yeah, I have had a very unusual life where I was exposed to a lot of different things, living overseas, traveling overseas, had a father who wanted to save the world by going to third world countries and developing their agriculture. Like you said, I went to West Point, and as you were saying there, I was concerned about the things that I was seeing when I was in the military, and I didn't feel comfortable being in the military with the mindset that I saw around me. So I resigned, and some people thought it was a reaction to having been in the military that I turned around and joined the Amish, but it wasn't that. It was that I was looking for something that was outside of the system, and it's hard to find anything that wants to live a good life, good clean life, and that's not involved with the system. And so I was outside of the system for a little while I was Amish, and then I felt called by God to come back and warn people about what was going on. And so that's what I've been doing these last few decades is warning people just like yourself, except the last decade was spent mostly in a POW camp while you were out here continuing the good fight. So that explains a little bit about myself. But again, like I say, it's not about me. It's about Christ and then the truth of what I'm saying. You know, one of the things that they try to do to shut me up is they try to tarnish the reputation of the messenger. And as you know, you've been out there. You know how people come out of the woodwork to say all kinds of crazy things about you. It's not about me. Look at the truth of what I'm saying. Look at the documentation. Look, research these things for yourself, people, and you'll start seeing it all makes sense, and you'll start putting the pieces together for yourself. I'm not asking you to take my word for it.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, is that when I first read some of your books more than a decade ago, a lot of it I could confirm because I'd done separate research, but some of it sounded so far out. But over time, I would separately, even in establishment publications, find large pieces that added to it. And now, as my understanding's gotten deeper, that's how the globalists see it. We're asleep. They're awake. They are programming the subconscious, and they're trying to create a totally fake, false reality so they can deceive people. And that's what you were talking about decades ago. So let's get into it, crystallizing it for new listeners. What is the Illuminati? Who are they? Who do they serve? What do they want? What makes them tick? And then let's go over some of the families.
Okay. Some people kind of cringe when they hear that word Illuminati, like this is a word that they really don't, you know, some conspiracy nut is using or something. This is their own terminology. When I started trying to help people that were trying to escape from the Illuminati, members that had been teamed together, that was their term for it. That's the term that they normally use. Now, in rituals, they may use terms like the family or the circle, you know, don't break the circle. They may use other words, but the term Illuminati is the word that they use themselves, and its meaning is that they believe that they have been illumined to godhood, that they are gods, and of course, we're the little peons. They're the pharaohs, and we're the serfs. And that's their mentality. They're in a class above us. We're more or less subhuman. And their mentality, a lot of what goes on is a consequence of that view right there. And they've had that view for many thousands of years. This isn't something that's just come about overnight. They have a plan. This plan is an agenda, and we've been in a great transition in recent years to bring the entire world under the control of the beast computer, which is linked to the internet. So you'll notice that there's been an increasing.
And by the way, they really call it over in Europe, they really call that particular computer system the worldwide beast, and it's a standardized global system. In fact, from Davos yesterday, Homeland Security put out a press release and talks about the global centralized computer database to buy and sell. That was in a press release yesterday. Sorry.
Exactly. So this one world mind, we're all becoming pulled into it. Computers that we have, the PCs, the big ones that are on our desks, those are going to be obsolete in a few years. We're going to have these handheld devices in our hands that won't even need memory because, storing memory is going to be redundant. You're going to have these broadband, such good broadband devices that you can tap into the world mind instantly.
But the globalists can then also erase whatever they want instantly, and that brings total control.
Exactly. So we're all being sucked into this one world mind, one global government, where we're all going to be like little adjuncts, little fingers of this beast, and little cells of this beast. We're just going to be, as they used to say, cogs in a machine, you know? And it's becoming increasingly that way. But a lot of us are considered worthless eaters, and so there's been a number of written agendas. You know, Henry Kissinger had one, but there's many others where they have outlined on paper and sometimes publicly came out with these things where they want to get rid of a large share of us, genocide.
So death is at the heart of their agenda.
Boy, that's true. And you can look at it from several different directions. You can say, well, these people, the evil that they're doing would require them to justify their actions by being Satanist. Or you could look at it the other way and say, because they're Satanist, they have these agendas. But either way you want to look at it, their Gnostic philosophy that is.
Yeah, they don't see themselves as Satanists. They think Lucifer's God. They think it's very beautiful.
Yes, they have a lot of high-level rituals and very sophisticated rituals that go back to antiquity. They still carry out some of the same rituals that were done in ancient Egypt by the pharaohs, rituals that go back to ancient Babylon. The names that they give themselves, their ritual names and everything, go back to the ancient gods, the ancient mystery religion.
Intriguing. We're coming back, and I'm going to attempt to sit back. I want you to go through this. Go through any of the gods, the names, and again, more of who they are, what they are, where they want to take us, how we can defeat them. Fritz Springmeier is our guest. If you want his book, back in print big time, it's available one place, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Researcher, Fritz Springmeier, really amazing books. We are, of course, selling Bloodlines of the Illuminati. I've read some of his other books. Only a few of the others are in print. Find out more at Infowars.com. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, Fritz. I want to give the number out for later in the hour for people that have questions for you. But please, so we can get to several callers, five or six callers, folks, just have your quick question ready so Fritz can answer it or give you his take. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll also have some financial questions for Bob Chapman coming up. This will be the first of many more interviews we do with Fritz. We had him on a few times back in November. Now he's back with us. Okay, Fritz, continuing in this short segment with the mindset, you were getting into their rituals, going back to Babylon, back to Egypt.
Okay, great. I'm going to take this kind of in a direction that's going to answer several of the questions that you had. We had a scandal that took place in Belgium, the Dutro affair, and the Europeans discovered that the Belgian government was involved in satanic rituals and pedophilia. This all involves the mindset of the elite, and there was a humongous scandal. About 110 people were assassinated to keep a lid on it. Now, here in the United States, we had the Kennedy assassination. We had 9/11. Those are entry points for people to learn that something's wrong. But even closer to the heart of things was this Dutro affair where they actually discovered the satanic connection to all of this. Because a lot of people realize, you know, Wall Street has a lot of power. These people, the big mucky mucks, they go to places like the Bohemian Grove. But like when you were in the Bohemian Grove, you notice that there's something else going on here, you know? It's not like these people are just atheists that don't have a religious side to them. When you saw Cremation of Care, you're beginning to get a window that there's something more to these people, right? So the scandal exposed the satanic side of this and how the governments in Europe were protecting this huge network of child slavery and child prostitution. They would have pink ballets in this castle that I exposed. And so the book that you've been presenting to people, Bloodlines of Illuminati, that came out in 95, it was the first place where the public got a real good look at that Mother of Darkness castle. That's like a headquarters for the female branch of the Illuminati. That's where the grand dames like Bill Clinton's lower than Hillary Clinton in the Illuminati. Hillary Clinton becoming a grand dame, that means that she would travel to this castle and do rituals. And the castle was also used for murdering children they have rituals there.
And by the way, this is the reason they came after you so much. And separately, it's now come out in the news that Hillary does weird rituals. Same thing with Tony Blair. Francois Mitterrand had admitted does worship Lucifer. Had that pyramid at the Louvre built with 666 pieces of pink glass. Tony Blair reportedly, this is mainstream British news, flops around and is possessed by the spirit of light every morning, flopping around and goes to sacred sites worldwide. I mean, these are complete lunatics.
Yes, this is the hidden side of it all. We see the nice, good front where the press shows these people as in their suits and ties and looking intelligent and wise. But then there's this ritual side, this hidden ritual side of them. And like if you're someone like Hillary and you're going to the Chateau de Amaroy, and I don't speak French, so I probably butchered the name there, but it's a castle that I exposed. I found out about the castle in 1991 when I was working with people that were trying to get out of the Illuminati. These were people that had done rituals in the castle and knew about it.
By the way, let me stop you. Again, I didn't believe your book when I first read it. And then the Sunday Times of London came out with a separate castle in Burgundy where all these women escaped and the cops got there and there were a bunch of dead women and women in cages. And it turned out it went to the top leaders of France, so the whole thing got shut down. But this actually came out in the news after I read your book years later. I saw the same stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, folks, and I'm like, oh, Fritz Springmeier, this goes too far. And then I see it in the news. It's just, God help us. Stay right there. Fritz Springmeier is our guest. And I got those congressional hearings where they're asking Rumsfeld, well, DynCorp runs these child kidnapping rings. Are you going to do anything about that? And he goes, no. They were given a 1-year penalty on these contracts in that area of Europe. Well, no one goes to jail? And he goes, no. I mean, folks, oh, man, I tell you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live back Sundays. 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., 5 to 7 Eastern. I continue to mean to plug some of our new affiliates, and I will do that at the start of the next hour. But I am opening the phones up for Genesis listeners. If you would like to call in and ask a question of Fred Springmeier, we haven't opened the phone system up yet, I noticed, but I'm opening it now. I'd love to hear from you. Questions for Fred Springmeier, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Okay, going back to the author of Bloodlines of the Illuminati, an incredible book, and it's a Dallas phone book size full of documents and photos. You're not going to be able to put this book down. Fritz, continuing from that point, you've gotten to that being in the European press, the satanic rituals, the police, the judges, the report of the royal family. They're always finding dead bodies. They just found a new dead teenager on Queen Elizabeth's property right by our house the other day. It's just a routine thing. But please continue.
Yes. Earlier you asked about some of the names of their gods. Within the women's branch, we were talking about the Mother of Darkness Castle there near Munro, Belgium. And the kind of rituals that will go on there, there will be hierarchy rituals. These are high-level rituals. And these Illuminati members are programmed multiples. They're multiple personalities. So they have personalities that take part in the rituals. One, like for the women, there's a triad goddess system where it's mother, where it's maiden, mother, and crone. And a lot of these things actually are around us, and we don't even realize it. Like one of the crone figures, Calic, another one of her names is Caledonia, another crone that's related to Calic is Cali, and California.
California is the sea hag. California is the sea hag. It's all about gods and goddesses. And just like Eulogia at Skull and Bones, it's admitted they worship Eulogia there, which is a hag. But I mean, let's continue to break this down. It's just incredible. You're saying this. It sounds wild, but it's all right there if you've done the research.
Yes, and it's, once you start realizing that there's this whole substrata around us that of this occult world, there's occult symbology all around us.
And they're not just programming us, animal psychology, Pavlovian psychology. This isn't new. It's just a modern packaging. They themselves come from a programming cult. That's what these rituals are. Ancients learned mind control. That's why every ancient society tortured, had human sacrifice, made the king sometimes kill his own kids. It's all about the priest class totally dominating. Continue with the women and then the men, but who's at the head of it? Continue.
Well, within the women's branch, they have Grand Dame, and that's the final level. You have these families, and there's five inner families, and then there's 13 top families, and then in the next ring you have like 500 inner families, and it's like peeling back an onion. There's you've got the inner core that works through the next level, next level, next level, and so you have all of these rituals, all these committees. Councils of 13, a Sanhedrin of 70. You've got so many different organizations. And one thing.
Notice the Super Congress is 12 members of the Congress and the president, the 13th. Again, always counterfeiting Christ.
Yeah, they enjoy that number 13 for these councils. Let's see,
Continue, you were getting into the different, you were talking about the Sanhedrin.
Yeah, I was discussing how there's not one person is running the show like we would think, because what happens is you're born into this, and you're, as somebody who's been born in, even if you rise to the top, and even if you have a lot of power, you're still signing on to the plan. The plan was created, it's a group thing. It's something that's been going on for a long time. So they have long range plans. So these agendas aren't just snap decisions. The idea that there would be a third world war has been around for over 200 years.
Oh, all the top Masons and Illuminati people like Weishaupt wrote books about it, as you know, in 1770s.
Right.
They even described the three wars, yeah.
Yeah, so these things are 10-year plans, 30-year plans, 50-year plans, 100-year plans. They have these long-range plans, and then they have these systems to bring them about. Going back to how the control filters down, they've divided life into six major areas. They take what God uses to sustain the world, truth, love, and things like this, and there's a twisting of those things, and they make a system out of it. So therefore, you end up with the healthcare system, the political system, the financial system like Wall Street, the banking system. You have a system of control. And so to get these necessities of life that we feel we need, we end up linking ourselves to these powerful controlling system.
It's about overthrowing creation, becoming God, taking things over so we have to go to them as if they're God, and we're born into a giant lie, not just mind control, but a physical lie. That's how they try to take free will away.
Exactly. You said it better than I did.
No, I didn't. No, you're absolutely right, but continue on this line.
Well said. That's exactly. And so from the time we're born into this system, and it systematically controls us and steals our freedom, and all the while telling us, oh, you're free, you're this or that, you're making the decisions, you know. Yeah, like the American people, how often have I heard people say, well, you shouldn't complain about your president because we were the ones that elected him. No, 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 people, you didn't elect that president.
They select who you can then pick from, and then even that's a fraud. That's why Ron Paul is kind of showing that it's all theater, because he is one of the only real people to come along in a very long time, and we see the system together acting as one to ignore him, to lie about him, to spin. I think this has really revealed to people just how lockstep the corporate whore media is. But in that, why is the system losing a lot of power right now, Fritz? From my research, their system is not, right as they get close to getting everything they've wanted, right here at the end, right at the jump point where they're supposed to go from incremental to fast, things are not going well. Things are getting out of control for them. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, there has been some rubber band effect is the term we used to use. That is, people in power, when they give a command, there's a big rubber band effect of when it gets, what the command gets stretched to something else by the time it reaches the bottom tier. Yeah, things have gotten sloppy for them, but they're working on tightening things up. So, in the next few years, they're going to implement some plans to tighten things up.
And we see that. They're coming out saying, we'll secretly arrest you. We're shutting down free speech. And you bet we're putting stuff in your shots, and we're going to force you to take them.
Yeah. So there will be a whole range of things. And one thing that they're concerned about, especially with Americans, is Americans have too much freedom, too much money, too much mobility. And so you're going to see United States humbled. And
I'm going to stop you again. Jim Tucker, who has been proven to have sources in Bilderberg, I've got some sub-sources that have sources in Bilderberg. All they talk about is how we've got too much money and how they're going to make us financially bankrupt and how much they hate Liberty Movement and Ron Paul and myself and others I've been brought up. I mean, they really cannot stand it. And they want to use impoverishment as a tool of control and a post-industrial fake environmental movement. But even that's in trouble. But people need to understand, I mean, they what you're saying, Fritz, is so accurate. But you're saying it from inside sources that you got, instead of just learning it, I mean, I know you did as well, separately out there, just kind of, you know, from the bottom up, you happened to bump right into people that had actually been in it. And I think that's why they got so scared of you and came after you.
Yeah, I'm sure there are multiple reasons as to why I ticked people off. so it's hard to put your finger on just one reason, but yeah, you kind of lumped it together there. Exactly. And two things that the insiders talked to me about that opened my eyes up a lot that we've discussed today is bloodlines are important to these people. They keep track of their genealogies fastidiously, and also control, mind control. The mind control is extremely important to them, and so that's why I wrote several books on the mind control, and it's why I wrote the Bloodlines book. It's not a casual topic with them. It's very important, and you'll notice, like the Rothschilds, which is one of the inner five families, back in 1826, I believe it was, there was a newspaper article that came out how the family had organized a meeting of all the heads of the family and taken a stand in the family meeting that they would only marry within the family. Well, that's rather common within the Illuminati, is they try to marry within their bloodline. And
you're right, there is a scientific reason why royalty elites are always so macabre and psychopathic. Every mammal species that interbreeds becomes insane, vicious, psychopathic, unstable, unsocial. So right there, even if somebody isn't into spiritualism or Christian or whatever, scientifically, these are inbred crazy people.
So, and they're doing it intentionally. They have brought in some outside blood, but basically, generally, they're pretty, the bloodlines are pretty pure as far as being Illuminati blood, and there's some reasons for that too. They pass on generational curses. They pass on, okay, are we losing connection here?
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Fine.
It started breaking up a little bit, but keep going. You're saying they pass on curses.
Curse.
Yeah, for the mind control, they need people that are genetically able to dissociate and become programmed multiple personalities. And most people are not able to do that. If you torture most little children, they'll just curl up and die. It takes a special select breed of people that as children, when they're tortured, are creative enough to become multiple personalities. Not everybody's able to do that. But their bloodlines have good disassociative abilities, and this is something that they've developed over thousands of years. So, yeah, they're not like us, and that's one of the things I might emphasize to the listeners. Because so oftentimes I hear people trying to extrapolate what these leaders must be thinking, and they place their own thinking upon them. It doesn't work that way. It's just like trying to figure out how a bureaucrat is going to make a decision. They don't think like a rational, logical person. They have their own bureaucratic logic, which doesn't make any sense to any rational person.
Well, it's usually about the raw exercise of power.
Yeah. But when you think through what you would say, well, what they want to accomplish is this, this, and this. Why would they do that? And it would seem like it would be counterproductive. There's a lot of subplots within subplots, and they create conflict because the way they like to work is through controlled conflict. So just because maybe one Illuminati family is trying to take care of another Illuminati family, like you see Onassis was working against the Kennedys, you know, the Kennedy brothers and Onassis hated each other. That doesn't mean that they're not on the same team. It means that's the way the Illuminati work. They like to stab each other in the backs, thinking that that's the way you get the best person's going to rise to the top through all this.
Yeah, they see it as social Darwinism. It's just incredible. The book breaks down so much of it. Bloodlines, Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. Fritz, right now, let's look at our books, because we're going to come back and do one segment, then one more segment before you've got to leave us. I want to get you back up next week for a full hour, or maybe even two, to really get into all this. You can send us some slides if you want for people that are watching on the internet, not just listening on the radio. so we can actually show some of what you're talking about here on air and kind of go through this in more detail, because this is riveting. And I don't want to go to break. I don't even want to come back and take calls, but they'll bring up great points. I want to keep hearing you bring up more, because as crazy as this all sounds, truth is stranger than fiction. Every time you're talking about something, because I've done so much research on my own, it's like bing, 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 all this proof that what you're saying is so incredibly accurate. And that's why they've come after you, because you're hitting the nail on the head. These people are basically a ruling elite of mentally ill, crazy people who are so anti-human that they're able to take over, because they're like cancer. They're malfunctioning, and the inmates are running the asylum, and they're highly intelligent, genius level, psychopathic control freak sadist who are just not what regular people are. They are the dark side.
Yeah, well said.
Well, my friend, I tell you, I just hope everybody gets your book, Bloodlines Illuminati, and gets it out to everybody. It also ties in with my films, Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Both those films are on one DVD. If your church isn't talking about stuff like this, and you find out it's working for FEMA, a lot of them are secretly on the payroll, that's come out, just search the term clergy response teams, then you know you probably got one of their little minions in there that isn't a devil worshiper, they just sold out for a little bit of money. And that's the other sick part. These guys buy the whole world up for nothing. Your call's coming up.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Ladies and gentlemen, truth is stranger than fiction. How many people have said that throughout history? It's because it's true. And I wish that the globalists weren't into the occult. It's bizarre. But if you've done your research or you're a news hound, it just keeps popping up. And the Illuminati is real. These people are into it. I've got letters that George Washington wrote talking about the Illuminati trying to take over the Masons. This stuff is going on. And the book Bloodlines the Illuminati exposes it. We're working on getting Fritz on both the nightly news next week, and we think Thursday, tentative for 2 hours, noon to 2, so we can have him talk for an hour. I'll just shove a sock in my mouth, and then an hour of phone calls. But let's go to calls right now and for the next little segment, try to get all five of these callers, Carl, Ronnie, Tommy, Chris, and Gary. Gary's in Hong Kong, so we'll go to Gary in Hong Kong first. Gary, your question for Fritz Springmeier.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm a first-time caller, but long-time listener. I've been a Mason for 30 years, and I stopped paying my dues because I have Cherokees in my family, and a tribal Lakota elder sent me a video from Mount Pleasant boarding school, and, you know, there's murder and torture that went on in those boarding schools, and what happened was the cornerstone, I saw in the video, the cornerstone was laid by Freemasons, and that sort of did it for me right there.
Well, I mean, overall, most Freemasons are compartmentalized like every other big organization and think they're doing good. I've had a lot of ancestors that were Masons. A lot of the founders were. But the system uses that. Any secret society, they will grow within it, basically. Because if you go back, it goes back to Solomon's Temple and before. So it goes back into antiquity. And you've had these, you know, these mystery schools that go right back to Egypt, not just Babylon. But do you have a question for Fritz Springmeier?
No, I just wanted to make a comment and give you and Mark Dice and Fritz an apology because I was in denial for a long time and I didn't believe it at first, but now I'm so sorry, you know.
Well, that's like saying, you know, the government deals the drugs and people say, well, are you saying a cop on the beat's dealing drugs? No, not on average. It's at the top. They certainly are. But God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Briefly, how does modern masonry especially tie into all this, Fritz?
Well, I like to call it the glove that fits onto the hand of the Illuminati. You said it very well. They're used. And a lot of people are unwittingly used. They don't see the bigger picture for some reason. They just blindly go along and think they're in a good old boys club. There's clues all around them as to what's going on, but like so many people, they're not really analyzing what they're doing or what they're involved with. So you said it pretty well is that you have a mixture. Some people have their eyes open, and realize what the bigger picture is. And some people just participate and just blindly continue to support something that's working for the elite.
Yeah. Let's jam in another call here. I see a call on the board called Antichrist, but we got to go in order here. Carl in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Cover Commander. Miss talking to you on Sunday. I saw a movie called it's called Aquarius, Age of Evil, a Keith Thompson movie. And it did mention Springmeier and his story. A friend of mine told me that he was going to be on the radio soon. So I do have a couple of questions for him. Originally they're for you, but I'll give them to Fritz. Hey, Fritz, how you doing?
Just fine. Thank you.
Great, great. It's great that you're out. God bless you, brother. I hope you're going to be safe. But the android humanoid production is one of them. And let's see what the other one was about. The best truth movement that's not been co-opted to get into.
Okay, so basically the globalists want to turn us into these biological androids. They're announcing all these microchips to cure all these things. But what is the Trojan horse that's in them? So we'll get that answer when we come back in 30 seconds. Thank you, Carl. We only opened the phones up for Fritz. I don't know how you were holding for me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.